Well, welcome back to another edition of Pastor's Roundtable. Joining me, as always, our senior minister, Dr. Thomas. Derek, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Josh.
And Gabe Fleur. Gabe, thanks for being here.
Thanks, buddy.
And David Lawton. David, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. It's great to be together.
Okay, so when people hear this episode, we'll be about a week or 10 days out from our Thanksgiving service. And that really kicks off a season where we have a bunch of occasional services, services that come around once a year or so. Things like Thanksgiving, things like the Christmas Eve service, lessons and carols, our covenant renewal. So of all of our occasional services, and it doesn't just have to be Advent season, it can be somewhere else. Is there one occasional service that you really look forward to? And if so, why? Derek, would you mind kicking us off?
Okay, thank you, Josh. The one that I really like is when we ask people to bring their pets to church.
Yes, where we bless the pets. Yeah. That is one of my favorites.
I love it. It's a little chaotic. You know, it's not every pet behaves, and, you know, we have to clean up afterwards. But it's just so warm and cozy, and everybody loves it.
Right, you know, parrots are the best.
Yeah. I think that's the best service that we have all together. And then I like the harvest Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, we have the...
Everybody brings a turnip or a potato or something.
Cornucopia. That's the only time of the year where you get to say cornucopia.
Yeah, no, I like the one where everybody brings their own stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, baskets of carrots and nuts and stuff. and we all have a good time after... You know, this question, Josh, violates the regulative principle. So I'm going to have to get around it sort of carefully here.
Right.
You know, Thanksgiving is not in my DNA. I should explain that I was raised in Britain, so, you know.
My favorite question that people would ask you in class, Derek.
Yes.
How do people celebrate Thanksgiving in Wales?
Yes. That says all about American education right there. Yeah, so it's not in my DNA, I kind of resonate with it now that I'm an American citizen, but
right.
I could do without going to church on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be Christmas. It would be Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
People are in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
The church, you know, pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, yeah.
Pre-COVID, it was full, mm-hmm. you know, on two occasions,
mm-hmm.
four and six, whatever the time is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get all sentimental and we light candles, you
mm-hmm.
know, we become like Roman Catholics.
Uh-oh. Gabe, there's a vein popping out of Gabe's forehead right now.
I just love that moment. Now, I'm not sure this year how we're going to blow these candles out. You know, are we violating some COVID thing?
Probably. COVID doesn't light candles.
You know,
I thought we had disposable snuffers being handed out.
I think we're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and just grab the flame with our fingers, you know, but you got to lick them first.
Right.
So you got to put your hand underneath the mask, mm-hmm. lick your fingers, and then put the candle out.
And all the kids with their candles, that's going to go really well. And Gabe, I would like to say that's the only time you're allowed to say snuffer on my podcast ever again.
Moving on. You know, at least here, the Christmas service is on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Whereas in Belfast, the service was on Christmas morning at around 10 o'clock. So all the kids would bring their presents, you know, whatever they'd got.
Yeah.
Stuffed animals or Lego sets or whatever it was. They brought them to church. And it It was kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
Mothers hated it.
I'm sure.
You know, you're trying to cook a big meal for like 12, 1 o'clock. And so this just put a spanner in the works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But Christmas Eve, I love it. I love the way we do it here.
Yeah.
We'll be low key this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's sad. I love the Christmas Eve service as well. I didn't know how much I would like it, to be honest. Yeah, I don't think.
But you're not a sentimental guy, Josh.
That is so true.
Anyone doing what you do in counseling cannot be sentimental.
I've got no feelings. They do call me Mr.
When I do a counseling session, I have to go home. Right. I can't do anything else for the rest of the day.
Right.
I'm kind of emotionally drained.
Right.
Don't talk to me.
No, I just stack them up. 6, 7 in a row. Let's just get them done.
You have no heart.
What you want to hear about your counselor. Yeah, I like our Christmas Eve service, and I'm sad that it's probably going to be somewhat different. There's something about seeing all of our people and the outreach that that particular service has, because there are people, and I would have been like this in my family of origin, where you only went to church once or twice a year, if that, and one of them was going to be Christmas or Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's just the candles I like. It's not, you know, don't get all theological. And that's why I like the 6 o'clock one, because right. It's dark outside. And so the candles, you know, it's like Bethlehem.
Beautiful.
You know, but beautiful at 4 o'clock, it doesn't really work because it's daylight.
I think we should tell worship that we need to go to a 6 and like an 8. How about that? And that way, it's completely dark. Speaking of dark, that's where this podcast has gone. Gabe, how about you and your favorite occasional service?
Well, I'd love to shed the light of the Reformation on this entire discussion, Josh.
Oh, I love it.
It is interesting that the whole notion of Thanksgiving was born out of the religious conviction of the founding fathers of our country. It was a solemn day of fasting and mm-hmm. prayer that was closed with Thanksgiving, and now we know the meal and, you know, pilgrims and Indians. But that tradition was, I mean, carried on well into the 18th and into the 19th century.
Yeah.
George Washington regularly called for days of Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. prayer and then fasting and prayer. But I think my favorite occasional service is actually Easter, Easter Sunday.
Mm.
I love the hymnody of mm-hmm. Easter, mm-hmm. and I love the centerpiece of the resurrection. We do that every Sunday. We celebrate Christmas and Easter every Sunday. Every right. Lord's Day is the high holy day of the new covenant.
Right.
So we do that every Lord's Day. But if we're going to do an occasional service, I see Derek over there. I love the Easter service, but I'm with Derek too. I mean, we love the Christmas Eve service, especially here. And that's a special day in our family. That's Callie's birthday.
Aww.
So we go to church and all together as a family. But I love the hymnody of Christmas as well that mm-hmm. we sing. So I look forward to that every year. Mm. And I'm going to miss, I think, most from our Christmas Eve service this year, the excellent music mm-hmm. that usually accompanies that.
Yeah. Amen.
But one thing I will say overarching I love about occasional services,
yeah.
especially the way they're done here, is they are inevitably evangelistic.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we really miss an opportunity to spread the gospel if we don't have these services.
Yeah, it was Holy Week last year that I think really highlighted for my family and I how much we missed church. I missed it anyways because I'm a minister here. And so I just missed being around people and I missed having people. And it was such a weird, odd season. But then when we went into that week, the Maundy Thursday service and the Good Friday and the Easter service, and we weren't allowed to be around each other, and that Maundy Thursday service, which is usually a communion service for us, and losing that service, man, it was something really heavy. Not to be too feeling
emotional.
I know, I'm sorry. But there was something really heavy about not being able to do those things and be together in that way. And I really hope and look forward to returning to some of those this year.
Absolutely. I agree with that, Josh.
David, how about you? Favorite occasional service?
Wow. If
you have one, or one that you're fond of. Favorite's probably too strong.
I enjoy them all. But, you know, there's one that hasn't been mentioned.
Okay.
I didn't celebrate it growing up in my Christian background. Actually, not even until I came to First Press. Josh, you had mentioned the Covenant Renewal Service.
Yes.
It's a great service. It's on the Lord's Day evening. Mm-hmm. And it's a marvelous time of reminding ourselves that we're the Lord's, that He is with us, His covenant word and promises, and to begin the year mm-hmm. in with the resolve to follow after Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's become a very special service to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things about Wesley that I kind of scratch my head with much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some of his initial writing on this that has been adapted some is helpful, helpful to my own soul. And so of all these services, you know, I hadn't really thought of it until you'd mentioned that at the beginning here. But there's something very sweet together as a body,
mm-hmm.
as we commit ourselves as the Lord's people to follow him and to love him and to obey him.
Yeah.
His word and command. And I agree wholeheartedly about the privilege of hearing the word preached at each of these services is a great blessing, along with the suitable music to bring our joyful praise to the Lord.
You know, another occasional service that I engaged in, because it was the tradition to do so in Belfast, was the watch night service on New Year's Eve. And this was at 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And we would be there until you heard the church bells and fireworks and stuff going off at midnight, and then you'd go home. And it was horrible. It was, who wants to be in church at 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
I want to be in bed.
As most people do.
So, it, you know, it wasn't my favorite.
Okay. So, you know, the covenant renewal, it happens right there around New Year's, right? This is the first Sunday of the year, right? Which I think is a great way to celebrate the new year. And actually, covenant renewal is probably one of my favorite occasional services as well, just as we repeat that together. And there's something sweet about the Sunday evening crowd anyways. And if someone's listening to this and they aren't a regular Sunday evening worshiper, I would challenge you to come to Sunday evening for 1 month. Just 1 month, challenge yourself to make it every Sunday evening, and you won't stop. It's just so wonderful. Of course, preaching is wonderful, but the fellowship there is wonderful too. But there's something about that covenant. There's a line in there, put me to doing or not doing, right? Like there's something about, like, it's not just vainglory for ourselves, but Lord, put me where you want me to be for you and for your kingdom. And I just love that covenant. And that's something so heartwarming there. I would say another occasional service that we do, not related really to any holiday, but we only do it once a year, that I found incredibly sweet, is the service for our Next Step kids. So when they become communicant members, we have a communion service for them on a Sunday after lunch. We have a lunch for them and their families, and then we have a communion service. And it's just small service, usually for the new communicant members and their families. And so, and it's not that long, 30 minutes, 45 minutes or something like that. But just to see the joy on those children's faces as they become full communicant members and as they take communion for that very first time, there's something so sweet in seeing that and watching our elders serve them. Usually one of them has a child or a grandchild who's joining in that particular class. And so it's a sweet time. And just a little post sign to the flower of what our covenant community is pointing to, getting our children.
And this year's class didn't actually celebrate the Lord's Supper.
I know.
So we're thinking about recognizing that when we celebrate the Lord's Supper in December.
Okay.
And so it's out of the bag.
This is like hot take news right here.
So on the 13th of December, we're going to have communion in the two morning services,
okay.
8:30 and 11:15. And then on December the 20th, we're going to have a special 2 o'clock service for seniors and possibly others who would prefer to be there, because we're going to absolutely insist on masks for that service.
Right.
For the seniors who haven't come back.
Yes. Totally.
And then another service at 6.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, so I need to put a pin in this. I want to come back and talk about this whole communion issue at some point coming up, because this has been something that the worship committee and you and all the ministers have been thinking through for a while. We all miss it. The body misses it. There have been questions about why we haven't done it, but it's tough. And you can't, with a third to half of our people returning, you can't just administer the Lord's Supper to a third or half when you've got people that are.
Yeah, we'll give more information later, yeah. but the way we distribute the elements will be a little different.
Yeah.
And it'll come in a little package.
Crinkle communion.
Yes.
Okay.
A little. And then perhaps we should also say that Christmas Eve services, we are going to have at least four.
Four of them.
Two on the Wednesday, the 23rd,
okay.
At 4 o'clock for family-friendly.
Yeah.
We are going to try and recommend that those with little children would come to that one.
Okay.
A 6 o'clock, again, for seniors.
Okay.
With strict mask policy for that one.
Okay.
And then two more on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
4 and 6. Now, I know everybody wants to be there on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not going to be possible.
Yeah.
We're going to have sign up, and if the sign up fills up very quickly, and we're aware that we may need another service,
yeah,
we may add on at 2 o'clock on the 24th.
Okay, and will this be candles? Will there be candles?
There'll be candles.
Okay, wow.
There'll be candles.
How exciting! All of this is like brand new. I didn't even know about any of this. I'm excited now.
But you know, the service will be a little shorter.
Yep.
And, you know, the choir just can't do what they normally do.
Yeah.
So I think there may just be one choral piece.
Yep.
And the rest will be congregational singing.
Great. Great. Derek, would you mind closing us in prayer?
Father, talking about these services reminds us of just what we've missed in the last 8-9 months. And we do pray that this season would pass away quickly. Pray for your blessing now on this vaccine and keep it from being politicized, and pray that soon, certainly by next Easter, we would be able to be back to normal again. Watch over our dear people, we pray, and grant your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Josh.